The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
أما بعد فأطال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزداد إيمانا مع إيمانهم صلوات منك بارك الله We proudly call ourselves Shia of Ali. Tonight I would like to take this opportunity in this and the related majalis inshallah to look at the example of those who were Shias of Ali in the lifetime of Ali. And so that we can look at them as role models and examples for us. So tonight let us look at Salman al-Farsi. That's how he's famous and commonly known, even by us. But you will see there is a point that the Imams have about him. Just a very brief, time doesn't allow me to go into details. Maybe I'll continue this tomorrow also about Salman's story. He basically comes from the Persian background. That's why he's called Al-Farsi. And his name was actually Ruzbah. Ruzbah was his name. And born in a Zoroastrian family, raised as a Zoroastrian. But it seems that when he became adult, he was a learned person. He was not fully satisfied with his own faith. Started doing more research. And his search took him to different places. Eventually he became interested in Christianity, moved to Sham, the greater Syria, and became a Christian. He became very close to a very prominent monk, a Christian monk in a monastery in Mosul, and became his disciple. This monk, who had access to their books of the early days, on his deathbed, makes a wasiyyat to Salman. He says, there is something I have not told anyone, but I would like to share with you. He says, according to our books and the information given to us, we are actually in the time of the advent of the last prophet. And he says, according to my understanding, he is already born and he is there in Mecca. In your search for truth, maybe you should go to Mecca and see him. So Salman then joined an Arab caravan to go to Mecca. Somehow in the way things happened where he was captured and made into a slave and ended up being sold in a slave market to somebody from Medina. So the Prophet is in Mecca. Salman is already there as a slave in Medina. Then the hijrah takes place. The Prophet comes to Medina. Salman heard about it because, almost a majority of Medina had already become Islam before the hijrah of the Prophet. So there was a lot of excitement in the city that, our Rasul has come here. And he settled down for the few days in Quba, waiting for Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatima bint Asad and Fatima bint Rasul and all of the family to come there. So Salman, in his search for truth, decided to go and see him. But he wanted to be sure that this is the Prophet that I'm looking for. It's amazing that, the Christian literature that he had access to, they had so much details about the characteristics of the Prophet. So what does he do? He used to work in the farm, cultivation and farm, khurma. So he took a basket of khurma one day to Quba, where the Prophet was staying. And he goes to him and he presents that basket of khurma and dates to him. And he says, هَذِهِ صَدَقَ عَلَيْكَ وَلَا أَصْحَابِكَ. This is a sadaqa. You know, sadaqa is a charity. He says, this is a sadaqa for you and your companions. He said this purposely, because he knew from the books that he had read that the last prophet will not use sadaqah for himself. It is haram for him. So he then left the basket there, and he wanted to see what happens. And he realized that the prophet did not even take one khurma, one date from that basket. He just passed it around among his ashab. Next day he does the same thing, Salman. This time he goes there and he says, هَذِهِ هَدِيَّ. This is not sadaqah, this is a gift from me. And that's where he saw that the Prophet actually ate and shared with the companions, but he also ate the khurma. And this is where, this was just one sign from the other things that he was looking for, which made him, you know, sure that this is the last Prophet that I was looking for. Salawat Malik Barah. Presence of Salman in the early days of Islam, also people like Bilal, Suhaib, and others who were not from Arabic background, affirms this belief that we have, all Muslims, no doubt, that Islam was not a religion which was sent for the Arabs or the Quraysh of Mecca. The Prophet is a prophet for the entire mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah number 34, ayah 28, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَظِيرًا. We have not sent you but as a Rasul for all the people. Someone who will bring good news as well as warn them against the fire of Jahannam. And we see that the Prophet was very clear that anyone who comes into the fold of Islam, irrespective of their background, they have the potential of strengthening their faith and also building up their moral life. And this is where we come to realize that your ethnicity or race, your color or feature, your language or culture, or your financial or social status, you know, are irrelevant when we talk about, you know, attaining higher spiritual level in Islam. It doesn't matter where you are from, what is your color or your, you know, ethnic or racial background. And this is where we see that the Prophet of Islam came to abolish this whole issue of racism and tribalism. Although this disease of racism was there even in the hearts of many Arab Qurayshi Muslims who considered the non-Arab Muslims to be inferior. Unfortunately, that disease has continued for so many centuries, even now. You know, they have this asabiyya, you know, they look at others as inferior as far as the religion is concerned. And this is where we see that even a great, you know, companion of the Prophet like Salman, you know, faced discrimination and racism.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.